Hello and welcome to the Tavern Chat Podcast. I'm your host, Eric Tenkar, your bartender in the OSR, your main proprietor, Tenkar's Tavern Blog. Well, lest I forget, we also have Tenkar's Tavern Facebook book. There we go. I must be tired. Facebook group, Discord server, MeWe group. We are all over the place. Yes, we are. So today, now I came back from Game Hall, and Game Hall was a lot of gaming discussion, obviously, and a lot of discussion of projects that the frogs have in the hopper. And of course, the one that excites me most is the reboot. I'm calling it a reboot. But the reboot of Swords and Wizardry Complete, which is going to be just basically Swords and Wizardry. The only flavors of Swords and Wizardry that will be officially supported is Swords and Wizardry Lite, because that's our freebie, or the frog freebie to give away. And what is now Swords and Wizardry Complete. Now, it's going to be a box set with, I don't know, 3 or 4 digest-sized books that will comprise. Whatever, the rules. The rules aren't going to change. The wording might change a little bit, but it's still going to be the same Swords and Wizardry you know and love. But from my point of view as a creator, and yes, I do create on occasions, I think it's a perfect time to up the ante, put the foot in the gas, and really start focusing on creating for Swords and Wizardry. So I figure not going to get kickstarted until 2020. I'm being vague because I don't know when the Kickstarter is going to launch. Months is what was discussed. So there's no inside information there. That's pretty much where it is on the schedule. So I figure I have a couple of months to start working on stuff. And I don't know about you, if you are a creator or if you like to write. Sometimes you are inspired, sometimes you aren't. Sometimes you're inspired to write something other than what you feel you are obligated to write. So I actually put together a list of things I'd like to work on for Swords and Wizardry, to have some things ready for launch of that Kickstarter. I think it's going to be a rising tide, not just for the OSR and Swords and Wizardry, but gaming in general. But I like writing for Swords and Wizardry. I like the ascending and descending AC, because pretty much anything that you write for Swords and Wizardry can be easily fit into any of the other OSR flavors that you might like. Now, I started working with Bad Mike over the end of the summertime, writing some new magic user spells. We did some spells for first level magic users. I'd like to get more spells, at least within that time frame, for magic users through level 3, clerics through level 3, druid through level 3. So I think Mike and I are on the same page with that, so we might just whack that shit up between the two of us. Something I enjoy doing, I've done it on a blog. If you've played any of the games with me at conventions, you know I like giving out unique magic items. Most of my magic items have, you know, decent, you know, an okay benefit and a little bit of a drawback. It might not always be a drawback to the player, maybe it's a drawback to a fellow players, but there's often a drawback. So I'd like to put together, you know, magic items, not just ones that I've written already, but ones I've done for conventions, and put some new ones together and get something ready for publication. Now, my idea with these publications or what these booklets I want to put out, my layout sucks. My skill, it's serviceable. And for this, you probably don't need much more than serviceable. But it's going to be digest-sized. And I'm getting a little, you know, I'm not sure whether I want to go with 4 pages, you know, if I leave it to 4 pages, I don't even have to have it be print on demand. It's print on at home on demand. You print it yourself, double-sided sheet, fold it, and you've got a perfect thing to throw into your new Swords and Witchery box when they come out. It's going to be digest size. I think that's kind of cool. So I'm thinking about sizes of these things. That might be that we do things that are initially small and then, you know, at the end of the year or quarterly, you know, yeah, and maybe every couple, maybe every 3 months, we take one of these sets, spells, magic items, and put into a larger 48-page or 32-page digest size book. Again, things I'm thinking about. And not just print on demand, but I was talking with others at Game Hall Con and finding like Phil Reed. He has an amazing local publisher, printer, that he's used for his personal Kickstarters. And it's an idea. I'm not crazy about shipping on my own, but it's an idea because the quality is high-end from them. I want to work on new classes. I wrote a bard back in Noxbell 6, my first published work. Matt Finch was nice enough to publish my, I don't know, not really pathetic attempt at writing a bard class, but it really, really should have been more thought out. So I'm going to rewrite that, flesh it out, make it a full Swords and Witchery class. Elementalist. I wrote that for Swords and Wizardry Appreciation Day a few years ago. I want to flesh that out, make it again a full size class for Swords and Wizardry. Years ago, I had started doing demo options for a publisher that no longer exists, and you can no longer find the stuff on DriveThru. I don't think I can even find it in my library, to tell you the truth. I don't think I ever bought it. God. But demo options were race-based classes. So, if you wanted a halfling-themed cleric or clerical-type class, I had it. I'm thinking of re-exploring that. New creatures. I put a lot of new creatures on a blog. Have a few up as pay what you want. Glenn Hallstrom, Old Man Grognard, has given me a large amount of undead artwork. So, putting an undead book together and then others. I'm trying to think of other monsters. Azine. Now, I've been talking about Torchlight, at least on the blog side, for a year and a half, 2 years. And initially, I wanted to do a magazine. Magazine is just too much work. Sorry. I thought it would be awesome, but no. But I'm thinking about, I was thinking 4-page monthly or 16-page quarterly. And the feedback I've gotten is 4-page digest-sized monthly Swords and Wizardry content, maybe an interview with people involved with making content for Swords and Wizardry. It would be 4-plus pages. And I say 4-plus because the OGL would be on that plus page. You wouldn't print it out. But at 4 pages, design would be easy. Again, no print-on-demand option except for maybe probably a yearly compilation. And that would be really cool. And the yearly compilation would be a 48-page digest-sized book, so still within that area. 4-page adventures. Again, something that I most of the stuff I'm thinking about would not be things that would require printing. I mean print on demand. You'd print it at home. Keeps the cost low for everybody involved. You only print out the stuff that you're actually going to use in your game. Pocket settings. I have some of these buried in my hard drive. It's the idea of a 16-page setting or genre book. And they'd have house rules depending on the genre. I was talking with Glenn Hallstrom and others tonight on the weekly Tavern Chat Live, what we do on a Discord server. 9 p.m. Eastern every Wednesday where I'm not at a convention. And we were talking about Gangbusters, Basic, which is basically an OSR version of the Gangbusters game from, I guess, the 80s, and how to work AC around a genre or a time period that people aren't wearing armor, right? Like fantasy, you have armor. Science fiction, you have armor. You don't have armor in the time of bootlegging. But what if you make dexterity directly your armor class? So dexterity of 15 is AC 15/4. It kind of works. Just that you have to detach dexterity from being a class ability. Class abilities would not work off that because everybody's going to want to dump good scores into their decks. Something to work about. And, of course, rebooting Swords with Reappreciation Day. You know, we haven't had one in the last year or two. And I think it's time to relaunch it in conjunction with the Kickstarter. Yes, I'm excited. I really do enjoy Swords and Wizardry. The Swords and Wizardry complete rules play pretty much how my AD&D first edition campaigns played out after all the house ruling that we didn't call house ruling. We just, these are the rules. These are the rules we ignored. So it's a rule that I'm very comfortable with. And I'm excited. I'm excited to start creating content. So it will start leaking out in the blog side. I'll probably mention when new stuff is coming out here on the podcast. I already started working on the Bard class tonight. Might do some spells tomorrow or magic items and see what we can get ready. But exciting times. I'd like to have a lot of stuff ready to go. Boom, boom, boom when the launch happens. All right, folks. As always, be safe. Be well. God bless. Roll those dice. And I will talk with you all tomorrow. Later, folks.